Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
We have referred and will continue to refer all of these documents to the Department of Justice and the FBI to investigate the criminal implications of this.
For even former the evidence, President Obama?
Correct. The evidence that we have found and that we have released directly point to President Obama leading the manufacturing of this intelligence assessment.
And that is Tulsi Gabbard. You heard yesterday, we played some clips of that too. It's a pretty big story revelation there. I'm Ryan Renker filling in for Mark Reardon. Joining us now is someone that has an interesting commentary piece up on Real Clear Politics, Peter Zane. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Ryan. Nice to talk to you.
So Epstein versus Russiagate. I wanted to kind of go to the start of this. Tale of two stories. First concerns President Trump's backpedaling on pledges to release government files connected to the long-dead pervert Jeffrey Epstein. Second involves the growing evidence that President Obama and his top officials spread the false narrative, casting Trump as a treasonous agent of Russia, one that hobbled his first term. I've noticed in the way that major news organizations, the TV networks, at least the TV NBCs, ABCs, the way that they decide to cover this is we need to lead with what is most damaging in our eyes to Donald Trump, what makes him look bad. Not necessarily what the bigger story is. They lead with what can we do to try to degrade Donald Trump. I'm guessing you're probably seeing that same type of trend in news coverage.
100%. And so one of the things I also work for Real Clear Investigations, and we do aggregate links to deep dive journalism every day. And so I go to 50 to 80 websites a day and looking for things that we might post. And I would say for the past 2 weeks almost, every legacy media, just about every legacy media's homepage has had the top half of it has just been Epstein. I mean, they literally have been covering it like the invasion of Normandy. Mm-hmm. I did a little search of the New York Times for July 16th to July 23rd. They had at least 50 stories just on this.
Wow.
And so the way to, and it's of course part of a larger pattern, because if you remember, they thought that Medicaid reform was going to hurt Trump, so they wrote endlessly about that. They wrote endlessly about the big, beautiful bill was going to expand the debt and the deficit, even though they've never shown any concern about that. And, of course, the irony there, too, is that the Medicaid reforms were trying to, in some ways, bring down the deficit and debt. But they attacked him on both fronts simply because they thought it might be effective.
And you know what I find?
Epstein is now.
This is what I find, at least with news coverage, is if you go back to the Biden administration, you have the major networks that basically would say, if the Biden administration told us or a spokesperson told us, then we know it is true, so we're going to report on it as fact. But when it comes to something like the Donald Trump administration, what they'll do is they'll say, what can we take right now to force him to be the center of this attention in a negative way? And that's what we're rolling with. It doesn't matter what anyone in his administration is saying. And it could be a very dangerous thing to do, because what we found is so many times Donald Trump is vindicated. They find out the stories that he's bringing out are truthful. This happens over and over again, but they never correct the story. They've already moved on to the next thing they think could damage him.
You nailed it. And I think that they, and this is what I say at the end of the column, I think that we've had so much dishonesty from both the Democrats and the legacy media that for which they have not been held accountable, that they just don't have any sense that they should do anything other than go after this man, and when their lies are exposed, nothing will happen. And I mean, you basically, the impunity for Russiagate, and that's what it was, the worst political scandal in American history that corrupted the White House, the CIA, the FBI, the media, and on it goes, nothing happened. And I think that's what then emboldened them to lie about the Hunter Biden laptop, to lie about Joe Biden's capacities. They just, whatever they need to say, they're completely unprincipled, I think is the main point. They have no principle, they just want power. And so they have no limiting principle to stop them from doing something. And yet the further irony is they constantly cast themselves as the moral agents of this country. And they're always in high dudgeon about cruelty, meanness, retribution, whatever you want to call it, when they in fact have absolutely zero morality or principle. And that principle would be judging everybody by the same standard.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Peter Zane is joining us, editor at Real Clear Investigations, columnist for Real Clear Politics, and the opinion piece is out, Epstein versus Russiagate. Here's what I think some critics would say, and I'd be curious what you think about this. Mm-hmm. At this point, you're basically bringing up a straw man. What you're saying is, okay, we're going to talk about Russiagate right now because we want to redirect from the Epstein things, which is actually the bigger story. I think the bigger debate, to me at least, is what is the bigger story? What has the bigger implications? And why is one being hidden and other one is being forced upon? I mean, I do believe the Epstein story is a big story, and a lot of people do care about it. But then you have to weigh it with everything else that's going on and what new information is out with it as opposed to speculation. And then you have to be able to use that as a way to report, but people don't look at it that way. So what do you think about this? Like the whole idea of this Russiagate and the timing of it is only to distract.
It may be distracting, you know, but it's distracting from a completely unfair story. And I guess I understand the Trump's base and their feeling that wealthy, influential people have been protected. Okay, and that in fact there's also a sexual element to it, which Jeffrey Epstein's case also brings up. But what's the end game here? And you know, part of the problem now, and you saw this with the judge in Florida, is, you know, is it really fair to release information where people just knew him? Or, I mean, in other words, everybody's the brush that they're tainting Trump with. There's no evidence that Trump was with underage women with Jeffrey Epstein, and yet that is the implication. And it's totally unfair, but he's the president, and he can defend himself. But, I mean, do we want to release files simply to, you know, find out who flew on this guy's plane? Yeah. Well, what does that serve?
I will say
I'm not saying not do it, but, you know.
I will say this. If the roles were reversed, like let's say hypothetically Joe Biden's in office and the Epstein thing comes out and the Wall Street Journal says we have reason to believe Joe Biden's name's on the Epstein list. But at the same time, the Biden administration came out and said, we also have proof that Donald Trump was someone that was colluding with, you know. So let's say the roles were reversed. I believe the media would flip it in a heartbeat. I think they would be hiding this Epstein stuff and they would be leading with everything else, which to me shows there is a clear bias in the way they're reporting this because they just don't like the guy around it as opposed to looking at it both as individual news stories.
Well, let's also just look at the Russiagate side. I mean, what has come out? It's sort of the same thing where we know the pattern. We know that Obama and his henchmen and Hillary Clinton concocted this phony story. We know that already. But the level of detail that we have, that has been brought out in the last few days about how shabby the sources were for the claims that they made is truly significant. And we've been covering this at Real Clear Investigations and Real Clear Politics for many years. And this is actually, you know, important, groundbreaking stuff. And the same media that first of all, let's not forget, ignored Epstein for years. They didn't care when Biden was in office. You know, all of these files were just sitting there. Where was the demand, if it was of any significance, you know, that he released these things? But they now are doing everything they can to dismiss this stuff. Oh, it's old news, or, oh, they're going after Obama. Well, they should go after Obama, because it's clear from the evidence that he knew that this was nonsense, and he advanced it. And he was the president of the United States. And he ought to be held accountable. They're not going to arrest him. They're not going to. None of that's going to happen. But he needs that halo taken off his head, because what he did was so wrong. And their efforts to protect him. I mean, again, that's really all I was trying to say in the column is you have explosive information that goes to the heart of American democracy. Ironically, the whole point that they made about January 6th, it had to do with the peaceful transfer of power. And they did not let that happen by concocting this nonsense. And that story's being ignored. And, you know, the salacious and certainly, you know, titillating Jeffrey Epstein story that probably does involve rich, powerful people and sex is getting wall-to-wall coverage. And it's only telling us something that we've already know, and that is how biased and disgraceful legacy media is, but it's something that we have to keep doing. And honestly, it can get a little old sometimes because we keep saying the same thing. But if you don't, then they're just going to do it with even more impunity.
Yep. Well, people wanted to read your commentary. Where can they go?
Go to realclearpolitics.com.
Very easy. The commentary, Epstein versus Russiagate. And Peter Zane, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate the time today. Very good conversation. Coming up after the break is a visiting fellow for higher education at the Heritage Foundation. We're going to talk about what we're seeing when it comes to settling some of these college campus protests and the developments around not only Columbia University, but Harvard as well. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.